Governor Patterson saying New York's leaders have made too many promises and too few sacrifices in recent years proposes closing the $15 billion gap by slashing health care spending by $3.5 billion, cutting school aid by 3.3%, and laying off over 500 state workers, canceling their planned raises and docking 5 days of their pay.
This is a national economic collapse, and its boundaries have not yet to be defined as it continues to decrease.
The governor is also recommending $4 billion worth of a wide array of new taxes, including the previously announced obesity tax on soda pop, as well as taxes on haircutting and manicure services, movies and taxicab rides, increased taxes on beer and wine, along with a provision to sell wine in grocery stores. He also wants to expand gambling by increasing hours of operation for video lottery terminals and the quick draw games in bars. Taxpayers would also no longer get a star rebate property tax check. The last time the governor asked lawmakers to reduce the state budget in a special session in November, they rejected his plans. Patterson told the senators and assembly members gathered to hear his presentation that simply ridiculing the budget without offering constructive alternatives won't help.
We can come back to Albany. We can take responsibility. We can take control of this budget. And we can take over Saturday Night Live.
The governor was not pleased with the satirical portrayal of himself on the comedy television show. But there were few moments of levity among lawmakers as they absorbed the grim news. Senate Democratic leader Malcolm Smith, who is expected to lead the Senate in January, said the next couple of months will be tough.
We all understand that we have to control spending.
Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver praised the governor for his honesty about the dire financial situation, but was noncommittal about adopting any of the proposals, and even hinted that he might favor a tax on the rich as a substitute for some of the cuts.
This package won't be balanced on the backs of one particular class of residents of this state. It won't be students, it won't be state workers, it won't be the poor, it won't be the wealthy.
The leader of the Senate Republicans, Dean Skelos, who is still the majority leader for now, says the GOP won't back any new broad-based income tax increases.
Which I believe would be absolutely the wrong way to go during this struggling economy.
Skelos also rejects the governor's plan to cancel the star rebate checks to homeowners. Rank-and-file lawmakers seem to comprehend the magnitude of the state's problems as well. Assemblyman Jeff Aubrey of Queens chairs the Corrections Committee. Patterson has proposed closing several prison work camps. Aubrey says under the governor's plan, everyone is going to receive a little bit of the pain.
You can't spend what you don't have is there, and you'd have to be a fool not to recognize.
Advocacy groups affected by the cuts reacted more heatedly. The hospital lobby group, the Healthcare Association, says the magnitude of the cuts is staggering and that every area of health care will be pummeled. They say they'll soon be launching TV ads. The state worker union CSEA called the proposals for benefit cutbacks and layoffs the knee-jerk scapegoating of public employees. And groups that lobby to maintain the state's commitment to school funding, mandated in a court order, are dismayed by what they say will actually be $2.5 billion in school aid cuts. Billy Easton is with the Alliance for Quality Education.
This is the most dramatic proposed cut in school funding in the history of the state.
Patterson, who released his budget 6 weeks ahead of time, says he wants the budget finished a month early on March 1st. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.